Good evening. This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. President Draupadi Murmu will address the nation on the eve of the 79th Independence Day at 7 p.m. today. The president's address in Hindi will be broadcast on the entire national network of Akashvani and telecast over all channels of Doordarshan, followed by the English version. The Hindi and English telecast on Doordarshan will be followed by regional language versions by the regional channels of Doordarshan. Akashvani will broadcast regional language versions at 9:30 tonight on its respective regional networks. The nation will celebrate the 79th Independence Day tomorrow, with Prime Minister Narendra Modi leading the celebrations from the iconic Red Fort in Delhi. He will hoist the national flag and address the nation from the ramparts of the iconic monument. The theme of this year's celebrations is Naya Bharat. The success of Operation Sindoor will also be celebrated during the Independence Day celebrations this year. Around 5,000 special guests from different walks of life have been invited to witness the celebrations at the Red Fort this year.
On this Independence Day, Akashvani brings you a special program on Operation Sindoor, a testament to the bravery and valor of our armed forces.
Operation Sindoor, Nyay ki akhand pratigya hai.
Tune in to 100.1 MHz Akashvani FM Gold at 9:30 p.m. on 15th August.
India today hit out at Pakistan for reckless warmongering and hateful comments from its leadership, saying that any misadventure will have painful consequences, as was demonstrated recently. Briefing media in New Delhi this afternoon, External Affairs Ministry spokesperson Ranadhir Jaiswal said Pakistan would be well advised to temper its rhetoric.
युद्ध भड़काने वाले और नफरत भरे बयानों के निरंतर सिलसिले पर रिपोर्टें देखी हैं अपनी नाकामियों को छुपाने के लिए बार-बार भारत विरोधी बयानबाजी को हवा देना पाकिस्तानी नेतृत्व का जाना-माना तरीका है जिससे आप भलीभांति अवगत हैं पाकिस्तान को सलाह देते हैं कि वह अपनी बयानबाजी में संयम रखे क्योंकि जैसा कि अभी हाल ही में हमने देखा था और आप लोगों ने भी देखा था किसी भी प्रकार के दुस्साहस का परिणाम दर्दनाक होगा
On the award by Court of Arbitration regarding Indus Water Treaty, Mr. Jaiswal said, India has never accepted the legality, legitimacy or competence of the so-called Court of Arbitration. On the future of US-India relations, the spokesperson said, India and the US share a comprehensive global strategic partnership anchored in shared interest, democratic values and robust people-to-people ties.
India and the United States share comprehensive global strategic partnership anchored in shared interests, democratic values and robust people-to-people ties. This partnership has weathered several transitions and challenges, as we had said earlier as well. This, we remain focused on the substantive agenda that the two countries have committed to, and we hope that the relationship will continue to move forward based on mutual respect and shared interests.
In Jammu and Kashmir, a massive cloudburst hit the Pardar area of Kishtwar district today. At least 10 persons are feared dead in the massive cloudburst. Our correspondent reports that the incident took place in Chashauti, a remote village en route to the Machel Mata Yatra in the district. Chashauti is the last motorable village en route to the shrine. However, the annual Yatra to the shrine has been suspended following the incident. President Draupadi Murmu and Prime Minister Narendra Modi have expressed grief on the loss of lives due to the cloudburst in Jammu and Kashmir. Home Minister Amit Shah spoke with Jammu and Kashmir Lieutenant Governor Manoj Sinha and Chief Minister Umar Abdullah. In a social media post, Mr. Shah informed that NDRF teams have promptly been rushed to the site and the government is closely monitoring the situation. The Indian Navy has won the Armed Forces Inter-Services Squash Championship 2025-26 by defeating Indian Air Force by 2-1 during the final match played at Indian Air Force's Base Repair Depot at Chandigarh today. And that is the end of this news bulletin.